A botched US government gun trafficking investigation called Fast and Furious has been one problem after another for the Obama administration. US federal agents deliberately allowed more than 2,000 guns to be exported to Mexico in the hope of later tracking them to a drug cartel. But it didn't go according to plan. Now, a congressional panel investigating the operation has recommended that the Attorney General, Eric Holder, be cited for contempt of Congress for failing to release critical documents. The ABC's Brendan Trembath reports from Washington.
Operation Fast and Furious started in 2009. A Republican congressman from California, Darrell Issa, chairs the committee investigating what went wrong.
The operation contributed to the deaths of countless Mexican citizens. It has soured our relationship with our neighbor to the south. It's created an ongoing safety problem here in the United States, in which even the Attorney General has admitted more lives could be lost. The Department of Justice has fought this committee's investigation every step of the way.
The U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder released thousands of documents relating to Operation Fast and Furious, but not all of them. He said certain documents were classified and it would be against the law to release them. The President, Barack Obama, backed him, invoking his executive privilege for the first time in his presidency. He can use it to justify not releasing highly sensitive material. But Republicans on the committee still called for Eric Holder to be held in contempt of Congress. Trey Gowdy is a South Carolina Republican and a former federal prosecutor.
This is a sad day, but it is a necessary day. The notion that you can withhold information and documents from Congress, no matter whether you're the party in power or not in power, is wrong. Respect for the rule of law must mean something irrespective of the vicissitudes of political cycles.
Democrats insisted they wanted to get to the bottom of what happened, but they opposed holding the Attorney General in contempt. Mike Quigley is a Democrat from Illinois.
But this vote has nothing to do with that process.
The final vote reflected a deep divide in U.S. politics.
23 ayes, 17 noes.
The ayes have it, and a contempt report is ordered. Reported to the House.
The next step is a vote in Congress. That's expected next week. This is Brendan Trembath in Washington for AM.